they've done it really, you know, obviously a couple of exceptions there with some of the games, but the overwhelming majority of the time, they have the answers, and that's why they're still alone and first in the Big Ten.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a sign of a really good team that can take that kind of energy.
Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Good one today in Madison, and a good result for the Wisconsin Badgers. Your final score, Wisconsin 71, Northwestern 63. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Easter and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
We'll take a moment and recognize today's game sponsor, Gordon Flesh Company, and their proud partnership with UW Athletics. Good one here today as the Badgers again, as the game was getting late, established control. Yes. Much like Wednesday night in Columbus. A little different kind of formula here today, but we talked about absorbing blows, like in meaning runs. They had to absorb some blows in the nature of the physical play, and the Badgers were able to match that. As we said during the game, this is your kind of game. Out there slamming bodies around. This is right in your wheelhouse.
Got me all excited over here. I was ready to strap a uniform on. No, it's really fun to watch that Wisconsin can play finesse basketball. They can play physical basketball. It reminds me of when we played Michigan State's.
Yep.
They could play physical. They could play finesse. They could get up and down. That's what Wisconsin's got. They've got all these different avenues. They're not just one personality type. So I really enjoy that about them.
71-63, Wisconsin on an 8-point run over the last 2.5 minutes, and that was the difference in the game. Max Klesman with 24 points. A.J. Storr with 14, all but one coming after halftime. Tyler Wall with 11 points. Steven Krause, 6 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and a big blocked shot for him in the game. John Blackwell with 5, 4 for Chucky Hepburn. He had 3 assists, just 1 turnover, 3 steals in the game to go with 5 rebounds. So, again, that all-around game for Chucky. And, again, major minutes for him, 36.5 minutes of run. Nolan Winter with 2 points, and don't want to forget Connor Siege. He had 5 points coming off the bench in the first half. Boo Booey had 22 for Northwestern, 7 after halftime. Brooks Barnheiser with 13, Ryan Langborg with 8, 6 apiece for Ty Berry and Nick Martinelli. 3 points for Luke Hunger. 5 points for Matthew Nicholson here this afternoon.
Yeah, some key takeaways. Wisconsin, even with all that pressure, all that heavy defense, they shot 50% from the field, 50% from the three-point, 76% from the free throw line. And when you do those things and handle that kind of pressure and then adjust, right, all those turnovers at the beginning, they ended up at a 1-to-1 ratio assist to turnover. And when they started the way they did, I was like, oh, this could be a 20 turnover type
game.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Well, Badgers at the foul line today, 20 of 26. Don't discount that. So you talk about making more free throws than the other guys attempt. 20 makes, Northwestern attempted 15, making 11.
And that's where you win games like this, when you're not always getting the shots that you want. When they're playing that kind of defense and you can turn around and make free throws, you're going to counterbalance that defensive pressure.
Badgers win it 71-63. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Sirius XM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the Sirius XM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of Sirius XM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers knock off Northwestern today 71-63. A choppy start for Wisconsin. A lot of physical, good physical play from Northwestern, but the Badgers were able to get things righted here, and then led by seven at the half, and Northwestern right there, tied the game, and then Wisconsin was able to put them away.
It's sometimes you hear stuff in scouting, and it doesn't make sense until you get to the game, and physicality is one of those things you can't always replicate when you have a scout team. Like, you can get hit with that a couple times, and it's like, okay, I think we know. No, you found out quick in that first 5 minutes. Northwestern is one of those teams that can play physical without getting in too much trouble all game.
And we talked before the game, Northwestern, a team that shoots the three really well. Today, 6 of 21. You know, there might have been some clear looks that were missed, but Wisconsin, I thought, made it pretty difficult for them. And that's been a big part of this program is, well, you've lived it, big part of it for a long time.
Yeah, I don't think their threes were in rhythm. To me, their threes were off balance, late shot clock type situations. They weren't what you would see when they played Penn State, when they played Purdue, when they played Illinois. All of those games, those were rhythm shots where it was dribble drive penetration, kick out to the side or the corner, poof, you hit that three. In Northwestern, if they can get into that rhythm, they're dangerous.
And the Badgers get the win as they're able to keep Northwestern in check at the three-point line. Pain points were matched up at 24 in this game. But a key, Charlie, as you touched on, Wisconsin in the first half had 10 turnovers. There's only three in the second half, two of those on back-to-back possessions. But really, they clean that up against a defense that really gets up and gets into you.
You could tell that was a big focus for Wisconsin coming in the second half. And what was impressive, free throws make, you pointed to this, free throws can make up a lot of difference when you're not doing some of the things that you need to be doing. And to get 20 points off of your free throw line is really impressive.
Yep, 20 of 26 were the Badgers today at the free throw line. Wisconsin 71, Northwestern 63. When we continue, we'll check the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
Georgia game, the Vols ranked fifth. They have rallied now, and they lead 81-79 in the final minutes of that game in Athens. If you're a Badger fan, you kind of want to see Tennessee keep winning. You know, they got the high ranking. You want to see them. You know, they were down, what, nine? We were checking.
They were down nine with 7 minutes to go. So that's a great turnaround for them to be able to pull that. And they're not at Tennessee, so that's a road victory. It is really tough.
Creighton ranked 22nd, and St. John's, that game is tight, has all the makings of going down to the wire. Long way to go. There are about 15 and a half minutes left in that game, but Creighton leading 43-42. Kansas and Oklahoma just getting underway. Likewise, Kentucky and Texas A&M. North Carolina all over Syracuse today, 103-67. The other Big Ten game on the schedule coming up in just a couple of minutes, Purdue on the home floor will take on Penn State. But it's been a tough week for those highest-ranked teams in the country. Number 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, and 11 all have fallen. So, again, maybe just not a dominant team in college basketball or too early to tell.
I just don't think you can say with complete accuracy that there is like five teams or three teams even that are the top. Every night you have to show up. They're all between 18 and 21. Like, you have to keep those things in mind. And with travel, with school, with all those things that go into it, it's so hard to win. And I mean, how many teams have actually gone undefeated? Not very many. Mm-hmm. The other side of that is you look at Wisconsin, you look at a Northwestern. I know Wisconsin won tonight. I think these two teams are going to be at the top of the Big Ten rankings at the end of this year.
Yeah, Northwestern is good. It's legit. You know, they're sitting here 3-2. They were, you know, they were thinking down the stretch that they were going to walk out of here in a tie for first place. I mean, they're this is a team that was in the tournament last year, and I think is put itself in a position with a long way to go again. That the risk of being really repetitive here. But they're a team that looks like a tournament-worthy team. They didn't shoot it particularly well today, but they do a lot of things really well. And we know the Badgers are now 5-0. First time they've been 5-0 in the Big Ten since 2008.
That's
been
crazy.
It has been a minute. 71-63, Wisconsin defeats Northwestern. Coming up, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 71-63. We are joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. You know, Coach, we were talking before the game about Northwestern, and Tom Izzo's talking about how physical Northwestern is. He hated it and loved it. And now that you see it up close, going, yeah, nobody's talking about now. But for your guys to absorb that and match it,
right?
That's a pretty encouraging
sign. Yeah, that was huge. And I thought we didn't early. You know, I thought the first...
you know, 5-6 minutes or so, we didn't. They got us on our heels a little bit with some of that. And then once we started to respond to that and play through some contact, get the ball out of either the post double teams or the, you know, the harder ball screen hedges, you know, I thought we settled in a little bit better. But it's a team that, you know, they're one of the better teams in the Big Ten, so they're going to guard you exceptionally well and offensively make you really work, you know, or defensively make you really work. Doesn't nothing, they don't take bad shots for the most part. They don't play out of control. So you know it's going to be a lower possession game. I think it was 62 possessions. So it's, you have to be ready for those type of grinders like we had. You know, we had one Wednesday night at Ohio State and then another one here today.
Yeah, for the fan listening to that game, that first 5-6 minutes, not really understanding what that physicality feels like, was there something set or adjusted on the sidelines, or did the guys do that naturally?
Both. Okay. Both, I think. You know, I think there was, you know, there was a few things said in the huddle that I can't repeat for regulations. But and they were saying them to each other, like, hey, we have to,
yeah,
you know, let's overcome this, and this can't be us. So I, like I said, once we settled in, I thought, you know, we were better. You know, we didn't close the half well. I think we went the last 4 or 5 possessions without a basket. You know, we had a 10-point lead, and that needed it. We needed to get that thing to 15. But that's credit to Northwestern. Like I said, there's not a lot of possessions, and you're not. It's hard to get easy shots against them, and so you have to be pretty efficient when you do have it, because you're not going to get easy ones, and you're not going to have a lot of them.
Speaking of efficiency, more free throws than they even tried to attempt, 20 out of 25. That erases a lot of mistakes when you can't get those extra buckets for you. Yeah. What does that mean?
And that's the us turning the physicality against them. You know, we shot quite a few in the first half, where we shot 11 in the first half, and I said at halftime, let's shoot 25 this half. We didn't quite get there, but we shot it real well. And getting to the bonus early was important, too. We got into the bonus relatively early, and then we were able to seal it at the line down the stretch.
Max Klesman's kind of riding a hot hand now, as I say, an understatement.
Yeah. No, he's playing well, and he's getting a tough defensive assignment. You know, I thought, and the guy that doesn't get the credit, because you look at the stat sheet and it doesn't jump out, is Chucky Hepburn. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told him he's the best point guard in the Big Ten. Because of all the other things he does, he's sacrificed his scoring to help others and to facilitate. And he made Boo Booey work. I mean, those two going at it. For Booey, and is a terrific player, and you know he's going to have high volume. 22 shots to get 22 points is, you know, that means we've done a decent job on him. When his efficiency, we can keep him in that regard, including the free throws. So, you know, I thought. You know, Chucky worked his butt off on him, and other guys, when we needed to score down the stretch, AJ came up big. We won the loose ball battle, too, which we hadn't done against, you know, in years prior. We got a couple of them here on our defensive end. We got a couple of extra possessions on offensive rebounds late. So we won that, you know, that grit and that extra effort. When it came down to that, we were able to make those plays.
Well, we were talking about that before the game, and it's wonderful that you brought it up. Chucky's sacrifice. He was almost 13 points a game last year. Right. He's a little over 8 this year. And to be able to pull that back as a player and say, I want to elevate and make my teammates better, because he knows that overall, if they're all going to be scoring, it's going to be so much harder to do. And it's beautiful to watch, because it's a totally different Chucky. And the
it
defensive
is. And,
side
and,
is
you know,
unbelievable.
With from an opponent's defensive standpoint, they have to commit their best defender to him.
Right.
And otherwise, he's gonna go loose, too. So you take your best defender perimeter-wise, and you got to go put him on Hepburn. And then, all right, who are you going to put on Klesman? Who are you going to put on Storr?
Yeah.
Who are you going to put on, you know, down the line? Now we bring a Siege into Blackwell off the bench, and you know, so that's the mark of a really good team, is just the diversity and multidimensional pieces that we have that play well together.
Yeah, final thought here. It's a little bit off the beaten path, but I want to give a little bit of love to Kamari McGee, who played 96 seconds, which was 96 more than I thought he was going to play. When you guys come out, I don't even see him on the bench.
Yeah, because he was in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom, yeah. So, I mean, the fact that he even got out there, it kind of tells you he's going to do everything he could to get out
there. I said,
hey,
this was a really gutty effort, but Cam, you don't have many guts left, because they're all been in the toilet over the last 24 hours.
It's a beautiful,
And he even made a deposit at halftime, too, because they said he wasn't. Joe said, you don't have Cam to start the half. I said, where is he? He's in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm really glad I brought that up. So, yeah. Credit to him for giving it a try here today. Well, congrats. Go enjoy it. Yeah. And
congrats, Coach.
See you on the plane Monday. All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Coach Greg Gard here as Wisconsin defeats Northwestern 71-63. Back with more in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder. Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
Max puts it on the deck to the rim, layup good. He scores outside, he scores inside, and everywhere in between. 24 points on 13 shots. That'll work. 9 of 13 for the field, 5 of 7 from the three-point line. But as we talk, Charlie, I mean, yeah, he's really hot from long range. So if you get up into him, he'll put it on the deck and get around you.
Yeah, and he's not one-handed. That's the one thing, too. You can't come like and take away the right side because he's so right-hand dominant. If you do that, he's going left. So that's the great thing about Max Klusman. He's just in that role. It's since the Big Ten, not that he wasn't some of those in the preseason games, but really since the Big Ten, he's really stepped into that role and really filled in. And you can tell he's much more comfortable.
Now it's off to State College. And a Penn State team that plays a lot differently. We'll get into that, obviously, more on Tuesday, but they're a team that's going to try to scramble you up a little bit. They'll pressure you. Probably good for the league. Somebody that plays a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good test again on Tuesday.
The mix-up of defensive structures that they run could be really confusing. The thing that I think Wisconsin will be able to do is that because they're older and they've seen those looks, I think they're going to be able to handle that kind of stuff. But you're right. Most teams get that, and they're like, well, wait, they're running this now. Wait, they're running that now. Mm-hmm. It can throw that whole rhythm off.
All right. We'll look forward to that coming up on Tuesday night. It's an 8 o'clock tip. Our coverage will start at 7 o'clock Central Time. Again, your final here today at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 71, Northwestern 63. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri for Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you will join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers take on Penn State. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Favic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Hi.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Wicked winter weather is roaring across the nation and making things miserable for hundreds of thousands without power. There's freezing rain, howling wind, swirling snow, and dangerously cold temperatures. Zach Taylor is with the National Weather Service.
The western U.S. is looking at a pretty significant winter storm that's going to move into Oregon over the next day or so, bringing a pretty widespread heavy snowfall to much of the state. And that snow will extend further east into the Intermountain West and as well as the Wasatch Mountains of Utah, including Salt Lake City, and then the Colorado Rockies as well.
The cold is making this last weekend of campaigning in Iowa challenging ahead of Monday's Republican caucuses. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dealing with it.
I'm a Florida boy, born and bred. And yet, here I am in negative temperatures. I am not going to be canceled. If people are willing to come out and hear from me, I'm going to show up all the way until the end of this caucus.
Now to the Middle East, where the U.S. is carrying out more airstrikes on Iran-backed Houthis who have been attacking commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The BBC's Sebastian Usher.
The group has long drawn vital support from Iran. Now, according to President Biden, the U.S. is also sending a direct message to Tehran.
There's a flu outbreak in the U.S., and the CDC says 40 children have died from it so far. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
This is the first time I have known the flu to be horrible.
Mary Stein and her three-year-old son, James, have spent the last few nights in a Dallas hospital.
His cough got so strong and so hard. We've been here since Wednesday night, diagnosed with flu A, and then that turned into right-side pneumonia.
Nationally, the number of flu cases has decreased, but in southern states, flu activity is still high, including in Dallas County, where almost 20% of tests are positive.
More fallout after that Alaska Airlines door plug blowout.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it will require inspections of 40 Boeing 737 MAX 9 airplanes and will review data from those checks before allowing the planes to resume flights. United and Alaska Airlines say they have canceled Boeing 737 MAX 9 flights through Tuesday. Alaska has been canceling about 20% of daily flights since the grounding of its 65 MAX 9 planes. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Justice Department is seeking the death penalty for the white supremacist who killed 10 black people at the top supermarket in Buffalo in 2022. The shooter was 18 at the time and has already pleaded guilty to separate state charges of murder and domestic terrorism. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and his name, heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So Dr. Craig, I think it's important that we talk a little bit about your co-ops. And because especially, in the twinkling of an eye, the elections are going to be here. And how people can join those co-ops, where they're located, and the importance of them.
So we have organizing co-ops, and that is they're membership chapters. So they're local, and they have professional organizers that live in the communities and work with them, and they work with each other across the state and with the whole state organization to win elections, but also to push serious policy that's going to improve people's lives with a big focus. Our biggest focuses are on health care, which we think is a fundamental right we need to make progress towards, and a climate transition, because we have a climate crisis that also dramatically improves economic equity and opportunity and recreates a broad middle class that includes everyone, which we have dramatically declined in Wisconsin since the late 1970s, when corporate America and a lot of politicians that went along deindustrialized this country, and all of those great union jobs left not just Milwaukee, but places La Crosse, Wausau, Racine and Kenosha, just at Janesville, just everywhere, right across the state.
Right.
The northeast of Wisconsin is a big industrial center, too. We were a major industrial state, and it was high-level manufacturing. A lot of it was machinist work, so it took a little longer than some places that were more that weren't
as physical labor,
as far
right.
as the level of the worker. And so, and it was deliberate corporate policy to abandon the places that made them their money and made them what they were and seek cheaper labor, and they bought the politicians who enabled it. And so we have this opportunity where we need a mass number of new workers. We don't have enough workers to meet the climate crisis, even to meet what the workforce needs of what President Biden's already passed, the huge climate investments he made and the Inflation Reduction Act, let alone what the further steps we need to make. And so we work on that around the state in our organizing co-ops, which anyone can join. are spread across the state in small cities and in Milwaukee, and they include the surrounding exurbs and rural areas. You can see these as connected. So the La Crosse area, our Driftless area co-op, the whole Chippewa Valley area centered in Eau Claire, the North Woods centered in Wausau and Marathon County, but the whole seven county area, and Northeast Wisconsin, Green Bay and the Fox Cities.
You know, Dr. Craig, we've got radio stations in all those areas.
I know, and then Milwaukee. So, right. And in Milwaukee, we have multiple because there was an original organizing co-op that was created that was really white progressive activists across the city and the region. But then we've built one in the north side of Milwaukee as well, Northside Rising, which is African-American led and run and has African-American organizers that are working with them. Because you have to do that. You have to bridge the racial divide in American politics and in Wisconsin politics and the urban-rural divide in order to do things like actually guarantee everyone a right to health care instead of having a health care system that is completely grounded in profit and not in people's health and their lives. That's why it's so expensive and excludes so many people. Even people with insurance can't afford the co-pays and deductibles and all the surprise medical bills, and therefore avoid medical care when they're insured. So, but in this 2024, we work in elections, and we are committed to the idea that you only rebuild democracy if you make elections a participatory sport where people stop just going online or watching cable news or radio, though we want them to listen to Civic Radio Network, don't get me wrong, Earl, when they're driving to volunteer in elections or, you know, driving to work, etc. But that's the only way to rebuild democracy, and that's the only way to change hearts and minds. Television ads, the dueling television ads, and all of the slime on social media doesn't do it. What really moves the ball is people in their own communities talking, having deep conversations with each other about things like you brought up earlier, Earl, like why the heck are we the only one of the few states that hasn't legalized medical marijuana, and the growing number of states that have completely legalized recreational marijuana as well, including Illinois, Minnesota, and Michigan. But people need to have conversations about that and who's in the way.
So, you know, Dr. Craig, as you know, you travel around the state and you travel around the country, but around the state, and you go to different rural parts of, you know, the state. And so what are the conversations that are you know, the most important that people are discussing?
Well, people are worried about the future of democracy, as President Biden is. That's why he gave, when he announced his campaign recently, I think an excellent speech on the threat to democracy in his launch speech, which if people didn't hear, you shouldn't just read a couple quotes. You can look at it online on YouTube.
Yeah, he
and
was
watch the whole thing.
He was fabulous, actually.
Yeah, no, that was Joe Biden at his best, and that reflected, you know, the canard that somehow he is less qualified than Donald Trump to be president because he's a couple years older. Since you hear Trump's various ramblings and his behavior in the courtroom yesterday and afterwards at his press conference. But there, you know, people are confused as to why why our democracy doesn't work beyond the question of why is there a threat to even the mechanisms of democracy. And so, people are unclear why we've not expanded badger care in Wisconsin and gone beyond that, why we have a Republican legislature that has made us one of the laggard states in the country on transition to renewable energy, to solar and wind and creating green jobs. And so people need to be inspired to see that we can not only save democracy, we can make democracy work again if people get involved. And so that's what we're dedicated to doing. Democracy is voting is only the beginning of being a good democratic citizen. It's being involved directly in your community and the people shaping public policy rather than the lobbyists. If you talk to Earl, the average legislator, even the ones that are our allies going in and think they're going to go and change everything, they're shocked at how loud the voice of all the lobbyists are from the various interests and how faint the public voice is at our state capitol.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's almost, people act sometimes as if these things, they can't defeat it. You know, it's almost insurmountable. They feel like they can't defeat it. But hang on a second. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Well, thank you for taking my call, you and
Dr. Craig.
Dr. Craig. I believe that there should be medical marijuana for people who need it, truly need it.
Okay, but it's not there in Wisconsin.
Well, I'm saying that it should be, okay? And I'm a Republican. So, but there's people, I know of people, factual, that have gotten a medical marijuana card somewhere else, which it's a joke. So,
I know, CJ, let me ask you this question. So when I hear people say they know somebody who got a medical marijuana card and it's a joke, you dismiss all of the other people who need it and who can't have it because somebody says they know one person. And so people are being denied this because somebody says they know one person. And then they make a statement, broad statement, like you just said, it's a joke.
I'm listening to leader boss. I'm listening to what he's saying and agreeing with him that people who truly need it medically should be able to get it. The question is, we're surrounded. We're an island. We got recreational down all around us. So people can go get it if they really want it.
Well, why should they have to go get it? Why? Well, I'm not talking about recreational. We're talking about medical marijuana. And Robin Voss and Republicans have held that up now for well over a decade.
Do you believe there should be recreational?
Absolutely. If there's alcohol and if there's tobacco, yes.
Okay.
People have a right. People should have a right in this nation to determine whether or not they want to smoke a joint. They have a right to drink as much as they want to. That's okay.
You can do that in Monona, the suburb of Madison, and pay a dollar fine.
Well,
so
you can smoke a joint
if you really want to, Earl.
It's illegal.
I wish Dr. Craig would address this, what's going on today, because we're seeing people die by the airplane load every day in the United States from fentanyl.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call, man. We're not going to change the subject, okay? We're not going to do that. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to what CJ said about...
Yeah, I'll take on the right-wing story about fentanyl as well, but obviously, Earl, most Wisconsinites think that marijuana should just be legal, okay? Nearly 80%. So obviously, TJ is in the 20%, right?
Right.
The one question is when he says he's good, he's a very attentive citizen, he's listening to Robin Voss, and Robin Voss is concerned about, says he's concerned, who knows what he's really concerned about. He's willing to do medical marijuana if it's only for the people who truly need it, okay? And this is like on the abortion issue. Then we get down to who decides. And apparently, and it seems like the answer usually is that Robin Voss and politicians decide rather than just writing a law that says it has to be prescribed by a doctor.
Right.
I mean, and leave it to medical professionals. They won't do that because then we'll have conspiracy theories about one doctor that was supposedly abusive. It's a little like the old Welfare Queen story that was one woman and mostly a canard, right? That Reagan used to tell. And so there's great stuff if you look that up and look up the actual history of the woman from the early 70s that Reagan made stand for all welfare people, everyone who needed
the welfare,
a little help,
the welfare queen.
Yeah. And so on fentanyl, look, think about what fentanyl shows is, because fentanyl is being added to illicit drugs, is the problem with the drug war and outlawing all these drugs. And it shows the selectivity of Republican freedom. They believe in freedom for things they want to do, but then they believe in their freedom to prevent other people, right? And so if we had legalized, regulated drugs beyond marijuana, we would not have a fentanyl crisis. And it's not a supply issue. They keep saying it's somehow connected to immigration. This is just a clever conjoining of issues in order to ramp up their desire to maintain an immigration crisis, not really solve it, and then to capitalize on it politically by revving people up based on hatred of people who they see as they're made to see as different than themselves.
Dr. Craig, hang on. All of you on the lines, hang on. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to the phone lines. And Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
What I say is that they should legalize marijuana. People are smoking it and have been smoking it for years. And if they want to get it, they can drive down to Illinois, they can go all over.
Which makes no sense.
Makes no sense. So why don't we legalize it and sell it, and then we can tax it, and it's a win for the state of Wisconsin. And that way, people who need it medically or for other different purposes, it's used in the treatment of psychiatry, it's used
glaucoma,
all different kinds
glaucoma,
of
all sorts
glaucoma.
Of things. Yeah.
Yes. So let's legalize it, and let's also, we can control the type of marijuana that it's not used in any other different purposes. And yes, it's like the old story with alcohol when they banned alcohol.
Right.
Prohibition. People found a way to get it. So let's legalize it and let's move on.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Well, Susan is completely right. And the reason we don't do it is because we don't have a democracy in this state. So
Dr. Craig, that's really at the root of it. We don't have democracy.
So Donald Trump thought because he won one election, he should be able to hold power in perpetuity. Robin Voss and the Republicans did win one election that was very much on their ground, the 2010 election, which was nationally a big gain for Republicans. That Tea Party moment there, and have thought and have so far been able to get away with the idea. Therefore, we get to control the legislature
permanently
through every election because we won one in 2010 under very good conditions for our side. And so that's why, because there is authoritarian control of the legislature. It's an authoritarian attitude. And I know we could have all sorts of that's not authoritarianism. You know, there's not one dictator. Ultimately, you have a small minority of state opinion dictating to everyone else that we will not do something that the surrounding states have done, right? And that we will tell fellow citizens that you have to live by our moral code. And, you know, conservatives and the evangelical movement always acts like the left or mainline Democrats want to go and persecute their beliefs. No, the question is, we need to work together and come to a consensus and go with majority rule unless we're violating one's rights when it deals to public questions, like what is the law? No one is saying that any conservative, that CJ or anyone else or any should have to smoke marijuana, right? It's just, why do you get to decide whether someone else can?
Dr. Craig, well said. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. My
Good
heavens, my
this,
heavens, Mary, you're going to talk about marijuana?
Oh, yeah. thanks for this conversation. I'm definitely for medical marijuana. There's a lot of suffering that's going to be relieved if people have access to that. Now, my concern, my reservation about the recreational is that we have a lot of impaired drivers on the road between alcohol and, you know, cell phone use. Is this a legitimate, so if we have recreational, is this a legitimate concern of mine, and what's the remedy for this, or what, you know, what positive do you, or how can you reassure me about this concern?
We thank you very much for the call, Mary. I hate to tell you they're already on out. Driving impaired by marijuana. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, I think that's it. And this is the Mary's concern is the kind of thing we should have, an honest, open conversation about, right, in our democracy
right.
as we restore it. But I do not believe, from what I know, that the states that have legalized it have seen a large uptick in impaired driving. Impaired driving is a problem with alcohol as well, and also with some other prescription drugs,
right?
And so I do think we don't invest very much in preventing it, right, and educating people about it, and should invest more. If you go to Illinois, and I do, my parents both live in Illinois still, they have the kind of ads and billboards about impaired driving when you're on marijuana that you see in public service ads in Wisconsin about alcohol. But we shouldn't, I don't think that prohibition solves the problem, right? I think I agree with the concern, but I think that's not the solution. The solution is to really invest in a system that minimizes impaired driving as much as possible. And we could do, we do some of that, but I think we could do better, even better.
You know, Dr. Craig, I think out of all the things that you said, you just nailed it. Why does somebody else get to have the right to determine, you know, your rights, right? I mean, what you can and what you can't do, you know, if people choose to want to smoke a joint, I don't think it should be criminal. I never thought it should ever be criminal. And so that's what it's been, right? And people have finally come to the realization that criminalizing marijuana was stupid. And yet here we are, Wisconsin, still at it.
Yeah, it's like if we had ended alcohol prohibition state by state and we were in one that was refusing, right?
Right.
I mean, it took a while for the blue laws to go away. Remember, there were a lot of states where no alcohol sales on Sunday, et cetera. That took a while. But ultimately, we can't just allow a small group of people just to impose their values on everyone else. Conservatives, a lot more of them used to believe in that kind of individual self-determination. They don't anymore. It's become a authoritarian movement at the moment.
Hey, Dr. Craig, always great stuff. We'll reconnect again shortly. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Thanks, Julie Deleteri of Singing Trees Farm, and you, Calvin, and everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Matinere.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.